There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Season's greetings from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour as we go through some of the things that are in the news that people are talking about, serious stories that deserve some more attention. Input 888-302-3684 is an input line. The email address is Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So, Kenny, what's the latest on comments with regard to the police versus the citizenry, whether it be New York, Cleveland, Ferguson? There's another incident that's taken place. They're all over the place, like an epidemic. So the holiday parties get put on hold, or at many holiday parties, a lot of people have had conversations. This has been a very serious Christmas season, I think. Do you agree?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Very serious.
Yeah. And so, as a result of that, people are still pretty serious in their comments. Not many Merry Christmas wishes on the Facebook page, I don't think.
Not yet. I'm sure that there will be. But Christy says, I am fed up with the protesters. They need to go home. Don't they have jobs?
You know, I was listening to a conversation on one of the local talk stations here in Los Angeles yesterday about the professionalism that's exhibited by the protesters. Matter of fact, there was an interview with somebody who was a cab driver who called. It wasn't an interview. The fellow called a radio program and said that, in essence, he felt that there was a cult of people who just protest. And he gave as an example a woman who was had been a passenger of his who, for some reason or another, was a long ride, so they get into a conversation about what she did, and she told this guy. Now, whether he was making this up or not, you can make him a lot of things. I could be making this story up myself. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But you can make up any kind of story you want to. Anyway, he said this woman was almost described her as a professional protester, and when he suggested that it was time for all of this to stop, she said, oh, no, no, we've got to keep everybody alert. We've got to keep them focused. We've got to keep disturbances going because we need to have more justice. That was interesting, but at any rate, maybe it tells part of the story. What else have you got there?
Paul says, de Blasio says that the protest should stop, what, just because he says so? I'm glad the protesters ignored it. It stopped now. He says stop now just because it's cops that are the victims this time.
Well, he says stop now because it already will affect his political future. He's probably the worst mayor. It's very interesting. They had a series of mediocre mayors, and then they had a really superb mayor. Many people argue that Bloomberg was the best mayor in many respects that the city ever had. And then this guy, who is one of the worst, it just seems the cult of the political personality, or maybe plural, political personalities around now are so bad, whether it be on the national level, whether it be on the state level, whether it be on the local level, the crop of mayors that are running cities around our country are disturbingly ineffective and basically just bad from what I can see. Chicago, you got nothing but politics going on. In New York, it isn't even political. It's just ineffectiveness. Boston is a new mayor. I think probably the The jury's still out on him. But these are the Washington. You don't hear stories about some of these mayors that had personalities. And personalities meant that they were getting something done. And, you know, people complain about Chris Christie. At least he's getting stuff done. Is it because he wants to be president and he wants a name for himself? You know, maybe that's the case. But under the circumstances, as long as something gets done, in the name of what, isn't that important, is it? If things are getting done. All right, what else you got, Kenny?
Let's see. Tiffany says, I fear one lone lunatic and the political rhetoric surrounding it will lead to more of these shootings.
Well, that's a fear-based, that's fear-based thinking, number one. Number two, thoughts are things. I would never put that out, but that's me. All right, what else?
Alyssa says, it took two cop executions for de Blasio to finally denounce violent rhetoric against the police. New York City voted for this jerk. What a mistake.
Well, if you're not in New York, I don't know that you can draw that conclusion. I say to myself every once in a while when I talk about, in terms of judgment, how bad this guy is, I'm not living in New York. Do I know all the nuance yet? No, I don't. But yes, I do have a sense of political reality, because I've been talking about these things on the radio for a long, long time. And so there's a certain cult you can, maybe it's just the number of people I've interviewed over the years, but you can gauge after a few minutes talking to somebody, whether you're in person or on the phone, what they're all about, or even listening to how they talk, how they carry themselves. There's a lot to be said for watching body language and to listening to the way people say intonation, if you will. And so under the circumstances, I just feel like I can spot a phony 30 feet away. And this guy is a phony, a big phony. So what is the what does that mean? The city of New York is going to have to pay until they can elect somebody who knows what they're doing? Maybe, unless they recall the guy. And in a moment, we're going to talk to Ray Suarez, who's a reporter for Al Jazeera, about what's going on in New York. And I'll ask him about whether he thinks the police will be able to get rid of the mayor. That's up next here on the pre-Christmas Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Albani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9603. That's 1-800-351-9603. Again, 1-800-351-9603.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
'Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house she was dancing and primping, getting ready to pounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathroom free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. We have Ray Suarez with us, anchor at Al Jazeera. Many of you remember him from the PBS NewsHour. I remember you actually when you were on the radio. That's, I think, when you and I first met, which was quite a long time ago. I remember meeting you at some event. I don't remember where it was, but I know you were still on the radio. This had to have been in the mid-90s. How long were you on radio before you went over to the NewsHour?
Well, I was at NPR for 6.5 years doing Talk of the Nation, their afternoon news program.
Yeah.
Before that, I was in commercial television in Chicago and Los Angeles, and before that, I was on the radio, so I kept moving back and forth.
How do you like being back on commercial television?
Well, it's sometimes when I have to say, stop a conversation that's really getting going. And the interplay is terrific, and we're getting down to the heart of the matter, and I hear in my ear that I gotta go to break. That's when I remember, oh man. As much as I love hearing about Macy's one-day sales and an opportunity that can't be missed,
right?
It is tough to stop the goings-on and saying, hold that thought, we'll be back in a minute.
Right, yeah, it is that. Well, let's see if we can get our thoughts in a couple of minutes here as to what you're finding in your coverage of the man who shot and killed the police officers in New York and all the controversy being sort of aimed at the mayor. What's the scoop?
You know, the thing about that, as a native New Yorker, as a person born and raised there, but not living there now, I couldn't imagine a worse scenario, a worse sequence of circumstances to face both police and the mayor, given that there had to be some sort of leadership response to the killings of Akai Gurley and Eric Garner, Ray Marley, I'm losing his last name. Those killings had to have some sort of response from de Blasio. And the rank and file of the New York City Police Department kind of painted him into a corner where the only acceptable response was to back them to the hilt, or else he would be accused of whatever outrages followed.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, as if on cue, this guy comes roaring out of Baltimore after shooting his girlfriend and just dunks the city into boiling water. It really would have been impossible to imagine a worse series of events. Now the mayor has to figure out how to step over these eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what he does, the people who think that he is hostile to cops are going to run to the microphones and blast him.
So does
no matter
get,
what he does.
Does he get recalled? The police leagues say they want him to resign. I mean, this is certainly, I can't imagine this happening with Bloomberg there, frankly, but that's just my own spin on it. I'm not in New York. You are. Do the police have enough hooch to get a recall for this guy?
No, absolutely not. That's not happening. And, you know, the unspoken irony of that is that most cops don't even live in the city.
Yeah.
So how a bunch of uniformed civil servants who live in northern New Jersey and Long Island are going to get the mayor, who was elected with like 2-1 vote, recalled is an interesting question. But
all right, so we're back to the time issue. We've got a few seconds left. How do you see this shaking out in the short term?
I'm hoping that nothing terrible happens in the next couple of weeks to give the city a chance to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
This is these officers are going to be buried with the full panoply of honor as they deserve. They are representative of a new NYPD, a Chinese guy and a Puerto Rican guy, not the stereotypical white ethnics from the outer boroughs. And they should tell us that things are changing in the NYPD. And
Ray Suarez.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Time for us to check in on the soundsofchristmas.com, a daily thing you would try to do during the month of December, at Ken Kessler's website, thesoundofchristmas.com, where there are so many songs, so many people listening, ferreting through, making comments, making choices, that sort of stuff. So the top 10 changes dramatically every day. That's why I find this such a wonderful exercise, because we have such a great variety to pick from in the top 10. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, number 10 today, with Christmas is Starting Now, a tune they made popular starting last year. So that's in the number 10 slot. In the number 9 position, Andy Williams. We had this on, I think, yesterday. It just moved around a little, Kenny, right?
Mm-hmm.
1974. So then let's see, we gave it some attention yesterday. Let's move to number 8 on the soundsofchristmas.com. Bette Midler.
Now come on down when the snow's the most.
Good stuff. To a lot of the Jewish singers who make money on Christmas carols.
There are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them, that's for sure. That's from 2006. Have a Cool You. That's number 8 today. Soundsofchristmas.com. Chris Rea from England, 1986.
Driving home.
I always like this guy's voice. What's his big hit, Kenny?
It's gonna take Foolish. You think it's over?
Yeah, Foolish. It's Driving Home for Christmas. Crank it up for a second. Get the gist of it.
Oh, I got red lights all around.
Nice to produce. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you finding him more popular? Is this the first time this showed up, or how long have you
been here? This is usually pretty popular, bubbling under kind of every year.
Under the top 10. Okay. Number 6 today on the soundsofchristmas.com is David Young. 2006. Who's this guy, Kenny?
He's mostly an instrumentalist, and he does, you'd like him a lot. He does it all himself, no labels or anything.
Really?
He has soul, and he has dozens of albums.
Really? not had him as our Christmas star of the day, though, have we?
We did way back in 2006 when this came out.
Well, nice. David Young, somebody to listen for in terms of Christmas music. Number five belongs to Dean Martini. 1966, Dino, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Number five. Sounds of Christmas. And a wonderful blend of the pop stuff and traditional secular Christmas music on the soundsofchristmas.com. This is good. Number five. Number four, Silly Stuff from Cheech and Chong.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Lavato with a bony knees. He's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet. And he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus?
A guy Claus with the hair and his old lady. 1971.
Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You
number
know Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do the whole thing, but we got to get to number three, Billy Craig Jingle Bells this year.
Currently the guitarist with Brownsville Station. We had him on here as one of our Christmas music songs.
Right, good for him. And there's Pomplamoose from 2010.
On YouTube.
Check this. This is a YouTube sensation.
What a great name, too.
Pomplamoose. And then the traditional has been around since 1977. David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Number one today. Soundsofchristmas.com.
A newborn king to see.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then-Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Time is 33 after the hour. Merry Christmas, Wednesday, December 24th. On the radio, I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here in this hour to dig around, and I'm trying to find some things that are a little less confrontational than some of the things that have been so much a part of the lexicon, so much a part of the conversation, so much a part of our lives here in the past month or two. Ay, ay, ay. And I suppose one of the things is the entertainment value that people will be looking for, Kenny, in the box office today, tomorrow, through the weekend, after all of the discussion about The Interview, people will say, okay, so if we can't see The Interview, what can we see? And sort of, by the way, as an aside for a second, sort of 1A on this, The Interview is now sort of focused, the movie itself, on appearing in a couple of hundred theaters. Starting tomorrow, it will open on independent cinemas rather than the major chains. The original plan had been for a wide release on about 3,000 locations. They say they haven't given up on releasing The Interview. I'm betting even if it's only on a few theaters, it'll be one of the big weekend movies, Kenny. Given all of the promotion that it's had, they couldn't have bought this kind of promotion. And for the cynics who said this was all about promoting it, I even thought that. You did, Kenny.
Well, sure did.
I think I changed my mind a bit about it as things moved along. In terms of the actual event, it appears now that the FBI may have mud on its face. Cybersecurity experts are questioning whether or not North Korea is, in fact, responsible for this hack. This is really very interesting. Senior vice president with a cybersecurity firm named Kurt Stamberger, works for an outfit called Norse, N-O-R-S-E, says that his company doubts the FBI. Quote, Sony was not just hacked. This is a company that was essentially nuked
from the inside. Norris is not involved in the case. It's done its own investigation. This guy said, quote, "We're confident this was not an attack masterminded by North Korea and that insiders were key to the implementation of one of the most devastating attacks in history." He says the data is pointing toward a woman who calls herself Lena, claims to be associated with a group called Guardians of the Peace. So how about that for a twist on this, huh?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Interesting.
And yeah, isn't it interesting? The FBI and all the other people. He says, this guy says, this woman was in precisely the right position, had the deep technical background that she would need to locate the specific servers that were compromised. Other experts in private intelligence now are questioning the FBI and whether or not North Korea was to blame for the hack. There certainly may be some North Korean fingerprints on this, but we've been running by those leads, and it comes back to somebody who was on the inside. For example, while the malware used to attack Sony has been used by North Korea, it's also used by hackers around the world every day, so this is not exclusive to them at all. So this is very, very interesting. Can you imagine if it gets back to this woman, what happens to her and her career? And if you find out that she has some axe to grind, what a perfect way. If you're in corporate in a big company like Sony and they did something that you didn't like, what a great way. I say it's a great way. If you want revenge in this era, what better way to get revenge? So all the protestations of the North Koreans by basically, if this turns out to be true, I'd say to the people at Sony, release it. Why release it just in these 200 theaters? Just release it. The North Koreans aren't going to bomb you because they weren't responsible for it in the first place. I wondered about this, actually. So now, this is, if you want to check out the video, is a video of this interview on CBS News, the CBS News website. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Star Trek, as long as we're talking about movies. Paramount Pictures says it will release Star Trek III on July 8th, 2016, the 50th anniversary of the television series starting.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
TV series debuted in September 1966, aired for three seasons. Tuesday's dating announcement came a day after Justin Lin signed on to direct the third installment of Star Trek. The first guy was apparently backed away because he didn't like... I thought that for some reason, I thought J.J. Abrams was going to do this. Didn't he do
He did, but he's committed to Star Wars now.
Huh.
And doesn't have time.
Can't do Star Trek and Star Wars. And even, right? An interesting combo. All right, another movie that has garnered a great deal of attention is the movie about Chris Kyle. I've talked a great deal on the air about this fellow and how we have aggrandized a SEAL who was, in essence, the killingest of all of the SEALs. This movie, I saw the previews. Bradley Cooper stars in it, and I can't make up my mind what I think about it, to be honest with you. One of my colleagues and a fellow that I have great regard for runs our affiliate KYYA in Billings, Montana, did an interview. His name is Scott Fredericks, and he talked to Scott McEwen, who co-authored the book American Sniper. He's the one who wrote the book with Chris Kyle. Movie version of that book stars Bradley Cooper, directed by Clint Eastwood. It opens tomorrow. In this interview, they talk about McEwen's friendship with Chris Kyle and whether or not the movie stays true to the book.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
We
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
16 before the hour.
This book has a little bit more personalized for you because you were great friends with Chris Kyle, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very personal to me. Chris was a good buddy of mine, and we started working on that book before he was final as far as getting out of the teams is concerned, the SEAL teams. And then, obviously, it got vetted by the Department of Defense. Then Chris got out and went to move back to Texas, and then unfortunately we lost Chris last February 2013.
You know, I've been watching the trailers on this, and it looks like it's a real suspenseful movie, but it tells a lot about the man himself. So this kind of talk about what folks are going to see when they go see this movie starting on Thursday.
Well, I mean, I think that the angle that Clint Eastwood directed it, and the way that things. Clint took it, you know, if I could liken it or refer it back to a movie that maybe he's seen or if people have seen in the past, it would be Unforgiven. And the reason I say that is it's not a Western, but there's just a lot of dialogue about what it takes to do 10 years of deploying and what it does to a family as well and how it affects a family. And really, Clint kind of focused not only on the war part of it, but also on the man part of it and what it does to your family, what it does to you personally, to, you know, to be in battle and be in war for 10 years. And I think this is why it's so universally, thus far, people that have seen it have universally liked it, particularly people in the military, is because, I mean, we've got a lot of troops that have deployed back to back to back, you know, and have been away from their families for 10 years. And it's really uncommon in our United States history to have that type of burden and that type of commitment from our troops.
So you've seen this movie, and sometimes, you know, movies kind of go off a little bit, not 100% true. Is this pretty true?
You know, I think that the truth is very real here, and I think what they did is they took a certain portion of the book. And rather than, you know, and focused on it. I mean, there's no pages, there's no way in 400 pages that you're going to be able to explain it in 2 hours. But you can take certain portions of it and explain it in greater detail. And that's really what the focus was that Jason did on the script, is he focused on certain aspects of the book and kind of highlighted it for the audience to understand.
Let's take Bradley Cooper. How real does he play Chris?
You know, it's funny because I just saw some interviews on that recently, but I saw Taya being interviewed on Fox, and then I did Fox right before her, actually, and you know, I say that Bradley did not only an amazing job, but there was times when I would be in watching, and I was thinking that I was seeing Chris. It's that close, and I'm not saying that for Hollywood. I'm telling you, it was that close. Bradley did an amazing job of playing Chris to the point where you could hear him talk, you could see him walk, and you would see the mannerisms, even the way he taps his Copenhagen can, and you'd think, my God, we're watching Chris right here.
Wow, must have been kind of eerie a little bit.
You know, it wasn't so much that, because obviously I never got in a moment where I was, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but I never did get in a moment where I was, you know, that melancholy, if you will. But I did have moments when it was nice. It was nice to see kind of your friend standing there in front of you doing the things that you remember him doing. And it's almost as if you had him back for a moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going to play a little snippet of the trailer here of American Sniper.
Do you ever think that
it works in audio
things or done some things over there that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, that's not me, no.
That's not you. So you're not worried about what might happen?
I'm willing to meet my creator and ask for every shot that I took. The thing that pops me are all the guys that I couldn't save.
Okay, that's a little bit of the trailer, and I tell you, it's going to be a very suspenseful one. Like when he says, you know, basically, how many kills did he have, Scott?
He had 160 that were confirmed and agreed to by the U.S. military, but the number was way over 250.
And he said that he was ready to make, meet his maker, and because basically he had no regrets on those shoots, right?
Yeah, that conversation that's depicted in that trailer right there, interesting, because I know that doctor, that psychiatrist that he was talking to there. I actually interviewed the guy for the book, but I got permission from Chris to talk to him. But that conversation is very interesting, because basically what he says is, you know, you did a lot of things over there. Do you feel bad about what you did? Was it kind of if I could paraphrase, and Chris's response is, you know, look, I didn't take a shot that I'm not willing to discuss and justify with the maker, you know, and that kind of, it covers the two different things, and that's where it was really brilliantly written by Jason Hall, because Chris is a very religious man, very Christian,
yeah.
He didn't want a situation where he was going to have to justify something to his maker on something that he shouldn't have done, so it was kind of a dual point,
yeah.
You know, in that scene right there, and really, really well done.
There was one part in the trailer, too, that a lot of shooting was done and everything, and this little kid picks up this rocket launcher or whatever it might be, and it kind of just, you know, and he's saying, kid, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. That just must have been a tense moment for him.
Well, I think what you get to see, too, is, and they kind of reveal more in the trailers than what I, in a certain way, than what I expected, but in the opening scene of the book and the opening scene of the movie, He's left with a decision, and I'm not going to give it up to your audience.
Okay.
Whether he's going to have to take a shot on a kid carrying a Russian grenade towards United States troops. And if he was to get in the middle of the troops, he would certainly kill many of our troops. And it was always Chris's point from day one, I'm here to save my guys and bring my guys home to their families. You know, it's not my job to justify anything else other than bringing my guys home. And so he's left with a position where he has to make a decision to shoot the kid with a grenade that the mother has given to him to go towards the troops. And then that scene that you see right there is with an RPG that was used later on in the movie. I'm not gonna spoil the shots or the moments for the people, but you know, that's definitely part of what Chris had to say.
That's from our affiliate KYYA in Billings, Montana, conversation with Scott Fredericks. He had it with co-author of American Sniper, Scott McEwen. You can catch...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock and a thing which tells time.
Wow, that's great.
I think that everybody should have a Red Ryder BB gun. They're very good for Christmas.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
I think that's just a fragile.
Oh no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. That deadly phrase uttered many times before by hundreds of mothers was not surmountable by any means known to kiddom.
How many remember Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians? It's from the movie A Christmas Story, 1983, their version of Jingle Bells. So how many remembered fondly? How about you, Chucker? The Christmas Story, 1983. I thought it was older than that for some reason.
That movie, like a handful of Christmas films, has really taken on a life of its own over the last 10 years.
How so?
I mean, to have a movie played 24 hours straight, I believe, on TBS, you know it has to be popular.
Yeah, right, over and over and over again. So what other movies have that same sort of stick-to-itiveness?
Well, there's no doubt. It's a Wonderful Life is the perennial Christmas film, in my opinion. I'm a big fan. You know, I enjoy Home Alone, the original. I also like the sequel, even though it's a direct remake. I can watch those over and over. White Christmas is a terrific film. All right, so Crosby, Danny Kay.
Yeah, yeah. There are,
I just watched that this weekend. I love it.
Yeah,
love
some
it.
Of them don't hold up very well, but in this circumstance,
you
I think this
don't
holds
like
up.
Christmas movies.
Oh, well, it just depends.
And I'll give you one that I like that's not wildly popular, but it's grown on me tremendously over time.
Yeah.
Is The Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone.
Really?
Yeah. It's sort of a reworking of It's a Wonderful Life, similar themes, but Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone are really good in that movie.
Good together. All right. So in the movie news department, what do we have today that looks like it's of interest in import for today, this week, and the rest of the year?
Well, the other day I told you that Star Trek producers of Star Trek 3 parted ways with Robert Orci, who was attached to direct that film. They've just hired Justin Lin, who helmed Fast and the Furious 6, to take over the Star Trek franchise. Now, rumor has it that the studio wants to change the tone of the Star Trek franchise, make it a little bit more like Guardians of the Galaxy, which I guess means a little bit more playful. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but we'll see how that plays out. Some other news, the Judd Apatow-produced Pee-wee Herman movie, which is long planned, now reportedly will be an exclusive project for Netflix. Paul Herman will reprise his role as Pee-wee Herman. I guess they thought it wasn't viable enough to be on the big screen, so if you like Pee-wee Herman, you're going to see a Pee-wee Herman movie, but directly to Netflix. And I got a chance last night, I took my wife and daughter to see the new big screen reworking of Annie, and I really wanted to like it, Doug, but I got to say I was very disappointed. I thought the film had no energy, ineptly directed. It made the actors look really bad. Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, I thought, I don't want to say awful, but they were pretty awful in the film. And Bobby Cannavale, a good actor who was in Boardwalk Empire and Nurse Jackie, I thought also gave a terrible performance in this film. Okay. It was produced by Will Smith and his wife Jada Pinkett. It'll probably make money, and I think families for the most part might get some enjoyment out of it, but boy, I left shaking my head. I just thought it was one of the worst studio films I saw in the last 10 years.
Wow.
Other than that, it was just great.
Great. I was thinking of you when I saw a story about all of the old small-town theaters that are trying to convert to digital, and how many of them are closing because it's too expensive and they can't get enough people into these theaters. As a matter of fact, the number suggested in this story was 4,100 theaters could close within the next year or so unless they switch to the digital projection format. In a lot of places, like here in Santa Monica, they're building one of those new ArcLight theaters, Jennifer. That is, you know, it's big.
Really fancy, yeah.
And it's fancy. But for those people who don't live in places like this, and they have in small towns, like Chucker's got, I take my hat off to you, Chucker, trying to keep that theater going can't be easy. And you see the story.
No, it's very hard. And just for people to know, the cost of a digital 2K high-definition projector to show movies off a DCP, which is a new Hollywood standard, is $75,000 a
yep.
projector.
I saw
so a mom-and-pop business owner. It's hard to do.
Yeah. I saw numbers up to $100,000 a screen. And so
yeah,
small theaters can't do it.
Conversion with screen, yeah, it could be that much.
So what happens in rural America to people who want to go to the movies? How the heck do they go to see any of this stuff?
The studios don't care. If you don't convert, you will go out of business because 35 millimeter will cease to exist. So there are going to be theaters, small theaters, some of them, that will go by the wayside. And it is a shame, but it's a fact.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.